USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling six fires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe, which has forced 16,000 evacuations and destroyed over 170 homes. As far as when it comes to evacuations...
Here's the thing about evacuation. Where do you go? This is a very family-oriented community, but not everybody has family.
Pro-life and pro-choice activists are continuing to take to the streets this weekend, either to voice their approval or opposition to an illegally leaked Supreme Court draft opinion indicating the justices could overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to hold a vote next week on allowing House staffers to unionize. Currently, staffers on congressional committees and in the personal offices of individual lawmakers and congressional leaders are not unionized, despite having the opportunity under the 1995 Congressional Accountability Act. The law and regulations put forth by the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights allow congressional staffers to unionize, provided lawmakers in both the House and Senate passed a resolution enabling unionization. Republicans have stayed largely quiet on the issue. The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pro-abortion protesters across the country are prepared to raise their voices against a possible Supreme Court ruling to undo Roe v. Wade, a move that would give state leaders the right to decide their own abortion laws. Missouri Republican Senator Vicky Hartzler is no fan of a bill Democrats are planning to introduce this week.
You talk about what Americans want. 80% of Americans say they do not believe abortion should be legal in the third trimester of pregnancy. And yet that is the bill that the Democrats are going to bring forward next week. Talk about extreme. It would allow abortion up until the moment of birth when a baby feels pain.
Border communities are overwhelmed with a large influx of illegal immigrants as border crossings are now at the highest levels in two decades. This comes as Democrats and Republicans are struggling to come together to pass legislation to reform border and immigration policies. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich joins Fox News and says securing the border is the first step in fixing this situation.
It begins with enforcing the existing law so we can prevent the chaos that's occurring at our southern border, and we need to take control of our southern border away from the drug cartels.
NASCAR drivers making their final preparations for the Goodyear 400. Green flag drops at Darlington Raceway just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.